My Dabra Boy say lessons from the Lev special Pesach edition, Ba'alein Latova special edition, especially for our Talmidim who are Ben Hazmanim. A little bit extra learning, hopefully something that you could take with you to your Seder, to the very special holy day, Ba'alein Latova, in just a few days from now. The Shir should, of course, as always, be dedicated for a Refuah Shlema. For all the many cholim in Yisrael who need a refuah, as always we bless our tzva haganah Yisrael ha'omdim amishmar atzenu. The Rebbeinu Shalom Shkibu refuah shlema tanal ilam b'genesi pora beilabas sara est peril. All those that are experiencing any tzaras, Hashem should answer you. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin. Mitzvahs asay shall toil esapir benisim and the flow should not asu la voiseinu be mitzrayim belel chamisha asar benisim shenamar zochor es yoim hazeh asher yatesam yom mitzrayim kmo shenamar zochor es yom hashabbos lekach zochor es yom hashabbos. So the Rambam, of course, in many different halachas that he has here, but specifically here, teaches us that there's a mitzvah from the Torah to tell over the great Nisim V'Naflos that happened on this great night, that happened to our forefathers. And he makes a comparison between Zochres Yom Asher Yom Itzias Mitzrayim, like Shabbos. Just like you have to remember, just like Zechira, just like you have to remember, has to be done by Shabbos, so too it has to be done by Mitzrayim on this special night. There is a very famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik who speaks about this in great depth, the difference between the general remembrance we have a obligation to have every single night, every single day. We say Kriya Shema, we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim twice in the Parsha of Tzitzis, and why that's different, because one is Stama Zechir, one is more of a Sipur Shelo Tshuva. Rav Chaim has a number of different answers that he gives over there. However, I like to share a different idea. That idea I heard just this evening in the Shir Bar of Moshe Lichtenstein, the Rosh Hashiva of Gush. He said, based on an idea also from his father, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the following. There is a fundamental difference between Sipur and Zechira. Sipur, the telling over, where we have an actual chiyuv to mouth the words v'chol hamesapeh harei zeh meshubach. We just finished the parshios of Tazria Mitzora, and we learn from harei zeh meshubach that talking is a great thing as long as it's done in the holy way, and that we shouldn't have two mouths. We should have one mouth that only speaks dvarim shebikdusha. But the comparison Rav Moshe Lichtenstein gave, such a beautiful idea, is the idea of lahavdil, but the idea of we can have a day that we remember Holocaust memorial, but it will be nothing like those who experienced the Holocaust. And we can hear the stories, and we can go to Poland, and we can hear from survivors, but it's nothing like the horrors the actual person went through. And it's once a year that we focus on that. So too like Tisha B'Av, where we have to remember the Beis HaMikdash every single day of our lives. But Tisha B'Av, we hone in on it. That is what Sipur is. The one night we hone in on it. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik related to me after the shir, the son of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that his father Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, said the following as well, and Rav Moshe liked this idea. There is something that's called Stam Zechira. It's very interesting. Because the Stam Zechira, one could say, is that we have to say the words every single day, right? We have to say the words, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, right? We say the Parsha of Tzitzis, good, done. We had, a number of weeks ago, a Zecher, which was Zochor Es Asher Asah Lecha Amalek. It's a Zecher, it's words that we say. Yes, we have to internalize the words, but when it comes to Shabbos, purposely the Rambam wants to remind us that it's very different. Shabbos is not Stam a day of Zechira. It's not a day of do's and don'ts, and the people who have trouble observing Shabbos, who think that there are 39 malachos and realize it's really 3,900 malachos, doesn't understand that the word vayinafash does not simply mean to rest, it means to focus again on the nefesh. And says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the zechira there is not stam words, it's actions, and that's what this night is about. This night is not about stam saying words. We are helped with a Haggadah, something we call a Seder quite literally, as the Rambam uses the word. It's not actually used. We call it the Seder night. It's not used by the Gemara, certainly not by the Torah. The only time we see Seder similar to this is Seder Yom HaKippurim, where actually the Rambam uses the same Lashon of Seder. And if it was done out of order, it was also... There's a Seder here. Because we want to inculcate this, not of course just to us, but to our children. Not the technicalities of what happened, but to feel it, to hone in on it. And that's a very important idea. And in fact, maybe that's why the Rambam would be exactly like that famous Gemara in Psachim, which makes a direct correlation that Kiddush on Friday night cannot be said without Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. They come together with each other so much so that Minchas Chinuch holds that you're only Yotzei Midoraisa from the Torah if you actually say Kiddush. Because even though you said it Friday night, maybe once or twice already, he said Vayechulu, that's not good enough. It's the Kiddush where you actually say the words Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. And that is the Mashmos, potentially the difference over here. Another idea Rav Chaim related to me so beautiful, Rav Aaron said about, it was his Shabbos HaGodol Drasha, Rav Chaim Chadash HaGodol Drasha, where he spoke out as well, the idea of the two Hallels, the split, the most interesting Hallel we have of the entire year, where seemingly we have the chutzpah of stopping in the middle to eat. But said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, you have to stop. Because the first two is the technicality of the day. If I'm understanding it correctly, I apologize. It was said the regalachas to me. It wasn't at the shir, actually. It inculcates into yourself. But then what happens? The second part, right? The first part, as we see, is perfectly a perfect split. Hallelujah, Abdei Hashem. Do you really feel that way? B'tzeis Yisrael mi'mitzrayim b'tzeis Yaakov. Am I feeling that? Ah, you know when I'm going to experience that? On a full stomach. And what happens afterwards? Hallel HaGadol. It's just Hodah to Hashem. Thanking Hashem for what He's done for us. Now I understand. And it's extended. Nishmas Kol Chai. Hodu Hashem Kitoi. V'chulu v'chulu. Because what Hashem gave us was truly unbelievable. And that would explain this whole idea. Based on another idea by the great Rav Asher Weiss, another shir that I had this chus of hearing on Thursday night. Rav Asher Weiss asked the famous question, which would go very well with the Soloveitchik idea, with Rav Chaim's idea that we related, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the grandfather, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, your brother Rav Chaim, and then the following famous grah. The Gra has the famous idea that there is a mitzvah for a person to have matzah, not just on the first night, which we know is midaraisa, but there is a mitzvah to have it the entire time. Very, very interesting. She'ein achilas matzah kol shiva rishus bilvad elo mitzvah yeshpo. That there's a mitzvah over here. So Rav Asher Weiss, in his gorgeous way, explains with great fanfare the Rishonim Achronim who try to find a reason how we hold this way. How can we hold this way, if you will? And if so, why isn't there a direct correlation to Truma, where you also have the mitzvah and you make a bracha, and here you don't make a bracha? So the chiddush of Rav Asher Weiss was that the ikar of the Shita of the Gra is, it's not a mitzvah's asei mamish kol shiva to eat matzah. But it's what he calls ratzon ha-Torah bilvad. We've shared this idea before, the famous Kobe Shurim of Achanan Wasserman, says that there's sometimes that we have mitzvahs, but we have to know that when we do the mitzvahs, it's to get closer to Hashem, and if this mitzvah is not getting us closer to Hashem, it's not ratzon ha-Torah. I like to give the example of davening on the plane when you're blocking the bathroom, when you're blocking people getting through. That's not ratzon ha-Torah. The mitzvah over here is that this is what the Rebbe Shalom wants you to do. He wants you to have matzah, not just to refrain from chametz, but to have matzah kol shiva. And that would explain, says Rav Asher Weiss, a beautiful idea as well. Ein mitzvah gemura, says Rav Asher Weiss, el rotzen ha-Torah pashet shalom avarchem al berchus ha-mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on that. Oh. And that explains the following. The Gemara tells us, Tosfos comments on this, de'ein menichim tefillin b'shabbos uv'yantif. Why is it that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The tefillin have the ois for Shabbos ois. We know this famous idea. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because the ois, Shabbos is an ois. You don't have two ois. The kasva toisas du hadin b'chol ha-moed, and as we're coming up on chol ha-moed, the minhag in many kilos, certainly the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is, you have the ois is still considered to be chol ha-moed an ois, and therefore you don't wear tefillin on chol ha-moed. But it's interesting to note, says Rav Asher Weiss, and only Rav Asher Weiss would realize this, there's two nuschos. There's a Tosfos in Menachos and one in Erevin. The Menachos in Erevin says the following. The gam b'chol ha-moed yesh bo os u'pater min ha-tfilin b'pesach isrcha mitzvah sukkah u'mitzvah sukkah. Ah, right? So in Menachos and in Erevin, it says the following. The reason why you don't wear tefillin on chol ha-moed is because of the os. And just like you putter and tefillin because of Pesach, you have an Isser of Chametz. And on Sukkah, you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore, those are Os, Otiot. But the Gemara in Moed cut on the Tosfos over there, in Divrei Hamaskel and Daf Yotes, Rebbe Yossi, the Gemara Menachos was Lamed Vav, Divrei Hamaskel Yotso, Erevin Samach Vav, Divrei Hamaskel Yamin. So in the Tosfos of Moed cut, and listen to this Nusach, Kosvu B'Sigyon Acher, the Chol HaMoed Yesh Bo Os, Ha'il v'achol matzah v'yoshev basukah. Not that you have the Israel chametz. What do you mean, matzah? You're eating matzah the first night. Not a chol ha-moed. Ah. This is the, interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah over there. Take this Tosfos as lashon. And maybe that's the difference in our question. But one could add the following. This is not Rav Asher Weiss, this is my own idea. Maybe that's exactly what we're saying. The two nischos are, there are two types of people. There's one who only looks at the holiday as the holiday of Isser Chametz. I look at Shabbos as just a day that I'm not allowed to do malacha. It's so difficult. I can't go on my phone. Not of a day of Shabbos Vayinafash. You know, this week, Thursday, we had an appointment in the Embassy of Yerushalayim. First time I could say that. The Embassy of Yerushalayim. First time I've been to the embassy. You know, I got to take a picture in front of the Donald J. Trump sign, Shkoyach. And one of the great rules in the embassy is there's no electronic devices of any kind. My wife has a watch, Fitbit type of watch, and I'll even bring that in. And my wife, we're waiting there, as you know, these lines are long, and she says to me, you want to hear something amazing? Look, everybody's talking to each other. All the families are talking. It's like Shabbos, you know? No phones, nobody's on the phone, nobody's playing games, you can't do anything. Shabbos Vayinofash. Pesach is not just about an Isser Chametz, it's about understanding what Matz is, what Lechem Oni is. Dorm She'oimim Olav Dover Harbe, Dvarim Harbe. It's the Gra inculcating that it's not enough to get the Seder and have the Chiyu Midarais and you have to do it. Oh, but does it mean anything to me? Does Yetzias Mitzrayim mean anything to me? Maybe that's the difference of the two Tosas, the two types of Jews that there are. And that's why the Rambam Dafka uses that lashon, comparing it to Shabbos. It's a different zechira. It's not just the regular dialing in every night, every day, excuse me, and saying it's Yitzias Mitzrayim and Parshas Kriyat Shema. It's a totally different one. It has to affect us. Rav Asher Weiss gives a perfect mashal. I think it's such a great mashal. You have a phone, and you have speed dial, right? Or, let's get more modern, you have Siri. Hello, Siri, right? And what happens? The phone automatically, she automatically, if it's a she really, says, no, how can I help you? So what do you say? You say, I want to call grandma. Shout out. Parents are coming tomorrow. Very exciting. To the parents. Right? Call mom. Call dad. How does it know how to call? What a chiddush. What a chacham. No, it's not a chacham. You programmed the phone before. You put in all your contacts. Guess what? When you put the contacts in, that was literally annoying. Right? Anybody's ever had their phone wiped? Have to put in all the contacts. People start calling you. You don't know who they are. Ah, we don't know phone numbers anymore. We just go into our contacts. Rav Asher Weiss says, putting the contacts in, right, that's the Pesach night. So what? We can easily phone home and say, hey, Siri, bring us Yitzias Mitzrayim. The idea that we have to understand is this concept of Ratzon HaTorah. Like Rav Asher Weiss says, a great example of what's similar to this, he said, living in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the Rambam doesn't count it. He says it's ridiculous to think that the Rambam doesn't count it because it's not a mitzvah midaraisa. It's not, he doesn't say ridiculous. It's not logical. Why? Because it's obvious that that's Ratzon HaTorah to live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not pushing anything. I'm not nefesh benefesh today. But what I'm saying is that you're supposed to do different things. You're supposed to have that so that you can just phone home and understand that connection that we're supposed to have. And that's what the Pesach night is about. It's about having an effect for the rest of the year so that when I have the parasha at Sitchus and I say, L'man tizgeru v'asisim et kol mitzvoysai, he said, Ani Hashem lochen ha'osher et seisi eschem yaretz v'tzrayim. Ah, I'll remember something. I just phoned home. I remind myself of the Seder. Imagine that each time. What a great Seder. Remember, Abba gave out the candies. Every time I got a question, Grandpa gave us $100 for the Afikomen. And he told us the story of Avadim Hayinu Lefaru B'Mitzrayim. And we are Avadim to Hashem now. That's what the whole idea is. That's what this phoning home is about. It's programming. We have to spend the night programming ourselves. That's what Shabbos is about too, Rabbi Yisai. Shabbos is about phoning in and saying, what the rest of the week, Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Oh, remember Shabbos? I can't wait till Shabbos. That's what we have to understand. That's what Pesach is about. We should be zeicha to get these messages. Because this is a life message. It's not about Pesach only. It's not about Shabbos only. It's every connection that we have with the Bono Shalom. So that when we say a word, that word reminds us of something. Reminds us of the times that we had, that Seder night, that wonderful Shabbos, and even the opposite, Beis HaMikdash, that Tisha B'Av was really inspiring. And that's what life is all about. Life is about focusing on these experiences and not let them leave you. We should be zeicha to join the families going up to Yerushalayim for the Korban Pesach and Mirtz Hashem in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodshenu, because we've inculcated and understand these ideas. The Ribbono Shalom should bring us speedily the Beis HaMikdash so soon, so that we can bring from the Zvachim the Pesachim very soon in our day. We should be zeicha to a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, to only good things for all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshuas, Refuas, Parnasa, and Bias Goyal Tzedek B'Mehei Revi Amenu.